Geelong Marine World post-match interview.
Oh, we'll stop you there because for Geelong Marine World, cruising, fishing or fun, get on the water with Geelong Marine World. We can get into the Collingwood change rooms and Isaac Quainer into the lineup for this game and playing his fifth game of AFL. Isaac, welcome to K-Rock Footy. Lovely to have you on. Ian Cohen, Darren Berry, Heath Buck and also Lee Brown. What's the feeling in the change rooms? Because you guys just absolutely knife the Hawthorn Football Club.
Yeah, I think. Firstly, thanks for having me, guys. The feeling in the change rooms is pretty up and about, pretty optimistic, and we're pretty excited to start off this challenge of hub life. And I think starting off with a good win like that will set us up really nicely.
Your run off half back was sensational. You were pinpoint with your kicking. Did you feel that it was on for you tonight?
Yeah, I appreciate it. I think for me, going into each game, I've had a pretty clear focus of just being able to run and create and use my strengths. And I think I was able to get on the end of a few from the handballs of a couple of the big boys. Timing your runs is important. Just making sure you time your run and get off one of the big boys and, yeah, drive it long. So, it was good.
Isaac, Darren Berry, congratulations. Really good win. I thought you were just far better tonight. The Hawks weren't at their best, but you guys didn't allow them to be. The defensive work, the way that Collingwood set up, has that been something, I'm sure it's been right throughout the year, but against the Hawks, you forced them to go sideways constantly with numbers behind the ball, and then when you got it, you swept it away quickly.
Yeah, we set up really well. We're a defence-first side, so we always focus on defence and allow our defence to create our offense. So I think that's obviously one of the main focuses. But I think in regards to that, I think we were just really aggressive and were able to get line of ball and put pressure on them. I think that's the biggest thing. They're having to make decisions under pressure, and that makes it really hard for them to move the ball forward. So I think that was probably the key.
Second one from me, decisions under pressure. We thought you looked very good with that tonight, yourself I'm talking about. What are Collingwood saying to you? Because we loved your game tonight, and Lee Brown, who's going to ask you a couple of minutes, former Collingwood Premiership player, keeps telling me this kid's a really good kid. What's the role that you need to play, and what are the Magpies giving you the instructions to do? Play with freedom?
Yeah, I'm at the moment, I'm probably playing in that middle to high defensive line, and I'm obviously pushing towards to play that high defensive role, which is obviously quite an attacking role. And I think for me that they just keep pushing me to use my strengths, my run, my strength, my power, and just get out of, you know, enclosed situations and get it out to the open man. So,
Isaac, Lee Brown, well done in your game tonight and also the victory. Thought you played really well. A guy who was down there next to you, but we normally see up in the forward line, but it was Travis Varko. He was outstanding down back tonight.
Yeah, he was unreal. He set the tone real early with that big hit on Shield. I think that really brought the energy for the rest of us boys. But, yeah, Travis has been really good for me. Obviously an experienced head, has played a bit of defence before, and he's been really good for me, just building my confidence and just encouraging me to use my strengths. So he's been huge, and he obviously had a really good role in today's game.
And obviously, DeGoey and Sidebottom go out of the team from last week. It opens up opportunities like for yourself and other youngsters coming in. But, you know, Elliot and Phillips also played a different role.
Rupert Wills was good.
Yeah, Burke and Wills was very good. There's some different roles tonight, but the young guys stepped up, and the opportunity you got, you really grabbed it with two hands.
Yeah, definitely. I think we've all been pretty well prepared in the seconds leading up to this, and I think we've all come in pretty confident on what our role is. And obviously, we're all young. We usually provide a bit of energy and a bit of that flair, and I think that's what we were able to do tonight. And I think it brought the energy in the team, I think.
You mentioned, you know, playing in those seconds games, as you called them. How hard is it to go out? It might be 16 a side or whatever it is set up each week, depending on numbers. How hard is it to go from that to then adjust into an AFL tempo game? Because it looked like you did it really easily tonight.
Yeah, I think those games are still at a very high standard. I mean, we're actually 4-0, so we're actually doing pretty well with those practice games, but I think the standards that we hold in those practice games are very similar to the AFL standards. So I think it makes it easy for me to keep those same focuses and just feel like I can transition into the AFL relatively seamlessly. Obviously, the pressure and the numbers around the ball are intensified a little bit, but, yeah, I feel pretty comfortable going in.
Great game tonight, Isaac. It's Heath Buck here. You got the Cats next week, next Thursday over in Perth.
Yes.
Did you have a chance to have a look at the Catters last night?
I watched about the first half, and obviously the first half wasn't too good for him, and I watched about a half of the third quarter and saw them start fighting back, and obviously looked at the score in the morning and had a good win. So they're obviously coming off a pretty exciting win. They'll be all up and about, and so are we. So it'll be a good clash next week. Hopefully I can get picked for that game as well.
You might be running around next to someone like Gary Ablett, who plays across half forward. What would that be like?
Yeah, well, that'd be pretty cool. I think you can never get too starstruck by someone like that, but I guess you got to pay him the respect. He's obviously had an unreal career, and I think it'd be a great challenge for me to be able to play on someone like that, who obviously 350 games plus now, he's an absolute star of the competition. So that'd be unreal.
Isaac, the highs and lows of footy. Young Will Kelly comes in. He kicks a goal with his first kick in footy. We were up and about in the commentary box. And then a real sick, you probably wouldn't have seen it, but clearly landed with a full weight on his left arm. Have you got the diagnosis? It's been reported dislocated elbow, but a concern with the wrist. I'm sure you've patted him on the back, but is there any adjudication on the injury?
Yeah, I actually did see him jog off, and I saw his arm all limp, and I'm like, that's not good. But I'm pretty sure, don't quote me on it, but I think it's a dislocated elbow. So he's got a sling now, and I think he's in a fair bit of pain at the moment. So they've given a bit of Panadol, and hopefully he'll be right in the next, you know, whoever knows. I'm not sure what the timeline is for those injuries, but he was really good tonight, and yeah, he'll be leaving with his head held high.
Thank you, Doc Quainer. We appreciate it.
it was good. I think that is a general consensus at the moment. The two debutants are really good. R2, obviously, and Will, you know, really good, and a great opportunity for the club to keep bringing those numbers through.
Yeah, definitely. I think we got a fair few Oakley Chargers boys. Obviously, us three are the Charger boys, so we're building quite the brigade here at the Pies, which is exciting. So hopefully there'll be a few more to come in years to come.
All right, you're trying to build your own little footy factory out of Oakley, are you?
yeah, definitely. I think we're an up-and-coming side with plenty of young talent coming out of there, so it'll be exciting over the next few years, for sure.
Hey, Tommy Phillips was Oakley as well, wasn't he?
Oh, good little pump-up for the Chargers there, Isaac. Well done.
Isaac, we're learning about people travelling with families and a lot of people on the road. How are you treating it? How are you going as a 20-year-old on the road with one of the biggest clubs in Australia?
Yeah, I think for me, it's actually pretty cool. Like I live at home with my family, and it was obviously pretty tough leaving them. But obviously, you know, in this modern era, we've got FaceTime, and I still keep in touch with mum and dad and my brothers basically daily. So it's actually been pretty cool for me. I've been able to hang out with the boys and keep building that camaraderie between the 40 of us, 45 of us. So, yeah, it's been pretty exciting. I've actually really enjoyed it, and hopefully Perth will be just as good as Sydney has.
All right, terrific talking with you on K-Rock Footy. Thanks, Riles, for organising it as well. So good luck against the Cats. We'll be calling that match next week, and I'm sure you'll hold your position for that one and continue to fly half-back. Well done, Isaac.
Well played.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Isaac Quainer downstairs for Geelong Marine World. Cruising, fishing or fun, get on the water with Geelong Marine World.
Geelong Marine World post-match interview.